Hi, this is Andy, and I'm going to give you another example of how to use a qualifying question in the inviting formula. Just to recap on what the inviting formula is, the full inviting formula, it's a five-stage process, and we're going to greet somebody, then we're going to qualify, then we're going to invite, we're going to handle any questions and objections if necessary, and then we're going to close to action. So in summary, we may in fact close to action several times depending on whether we get asked questions or not. So we're going to greet, qualify, invite, close to action, handle any question and objections that we have, and then go back to close to action. In this example, it's an example I actually call fear and loathing. And I only do that just to remind me that this is an option for me. I like to give all the things that I use a name. It just helps me to remember them, and it helps me to remember when I'm coaching somebody as well how to explain this. The fear and loathing approach is for somebody who has got something in their life they want fixing. It's usually something to do with somebody's job. So maybe they're not earning enough money, or they don't get enough recognition, they haven't got a promotion they were promised, maybe they spend too much time on the road, too much time commuting, too much overtime, too much unpaid overtime, something like that. And they have complained about this to you in the past. It's very similar to the hot button approach, except instead of using something somebody wants and has told us that they want, we're using something that somebody has told us they don't want. And so we go through the greet stage, and once they're speaking openly, we then go to the qualifying question and we say, so, Bill, do you remember last time we were speaking, you were talking about how you were really disappointed that you hadn't got a promotion again because you seemed to keep putting yourself forward and it just didn't come for you. Somebody else always got picked first. Do you remember us talking about that? And I say, yeah. So, well, you also remember you said if you could find a way out, you'd take it because you were just fed up. Do you remember saying that? Yeah, yeah. Well, I think I found a way for you to do it without having to compromise your income. I obviously don't know if it's for you. Obviously, only you can decide that. But I think if you can see what I can see, you'll be just as excited as I am. I'd love to show you this. I need to get together with you for half an hour, 45 minutes, something like that. I'd really like to do it this week if possible. And, well, I've got gaps in my diary. I've got one tomorrow, a gap tomorrow, and one on Wednesday. Which day is best for you? And then go through the whole process as you would normally do. What we've done is made our invitation relevant to them. And that's a big part of the art of inviting, making our business relevant to what they want. In fact, that's a big part of sponsoring. The people who have learned how to sponsor really well are the people who have learned that sponsoring is simple. In order to sponsor effectively, all we need to do is find out what somebody wants and then show them how they can get what they want using our business. So when we use this qualifying question, we are making the invitation we're about to give them relevant to them because we are relating it to something that they want. Now, in the three examples I've given you in these last three voicemails, it's been people that we know, and it's been people who we know either want or don't want something. We know already what they want or don't want. And if you know something like that about the person, then it's a lot easier to ask this qualifying question so as to make the invitation much more attractive to them because we've made it much more relevant to them. I want you to practice using these three approaches because you'll find that you get a lot more one-to-ones and you get a lot more guests at business presentations. But most importantly, I want you to practice using these three new approaches that I've shared with you because it will get you into the practice of using the qualifying stage. In fact, it'll get you into practice of using the whole inviting formula. You'll discover how comfortable the conversation is both for you and for your prospect. The reason that I want you to practice this is because I'm going to be expanding on the communication skills that we need in order to develop our business. And I'm going to be expanding on how to use the inviting formula. I'm going to be showing you how you can use it with people you barely know, people you bump into, people you meet socially. In fact, how you can use the inviting formula with people that you meet in a lift, complete strangers, or meet in the queue at Tesco's. Wouldn't it be great if you could have a way of finding out whether they qualify as a prospect so that when you leave, you may or may not, in fact, have invited them because you'll have discovered whether they are a prospect or not. And whatever you've decided, they will be happy with the conversation and they will feel comfortable with it. So if you practice the three approaches that I've given you so far, we'll then be able to develop that so you'll feel comfortable talking to absolutely anybody and you'll be able to prospect with absolutely everybody.